judgment begins in the house of God. Now you bear with me. God has raised up this ministry. I'm talking about right here. To speak God's word to this generation. A backslidden, cold, lukewarm, the kind of Christians that God said He's going to spew out of His mouth in the book of Revelation. God, in His mercy, is giving the church one more chance to seek ye the Lord while He may be found and call upon Him while He is near. Now it's going to require something. It's going to require that we forsake our ways. There are Pentecostal churches, you can find them on the internet. I've downloaded one article. I don't know if I've given it yet to anybody. I don't think I have. It says that I'm not a progressive Pentecostal. Because a progressive Pentecostal means that same gender relationships should be honored. There are people now, and if you read the last issue of Charisma magazine, I read it to find out the latest heresies. You're going to find out that the editorial in that is about a meeting held in a Pentecostal church in Florida with some big name people who said, we've got to infiltrate some of the churches so that they'll come to accept gay ministers. Go and read it for yourself in Charisma magazine. Read the editorial. And Charisma said, what has happened to the house of God? And they spoke out against it, and I credit them for doing so. Brother, sister, if being a progressive Pentecostal means I'm backslidden, I'm not progressive. If being a progressive Pentecostal means that I have to be a liberal, then I'm not a progressive. You can call me a dinosaur. You can call me prehistoric. You can call me a maniac. But there's one thing that's for sure, Brother Swaggart. I'm going to stick by the blood, the book, the blessed hope, and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. In the end, at the end of verse 7, notice in your Bibles, there's a wonderful phrase. God says, after He tells us to forsake our ways and our unrighteous thoughts, He says, let us return unto the Lord. For He will abundantly pardon. God will have mercy upon him, and He will abundantly pardon. Any one of us is capable this morning of falling away. Let he that thinks that he stands take heed lest he fall. Examine yourself that ye be in the faith. Why don't they preach this at some of their apostolic conferences? Never hear one of them preach on apostasy, by the way, either. We're too busy giving each other doctorate degrees and calling each other apostles and regionalizing the world in 12 divisions. Deciding who's going to be kingfish. Any one of us can fall. And I'm preaching this morning to those who are listening by Sun Life Radio, or perhaps even seated here this morning, and you've lost your way. I know what that's like. I once lost my way. After knowing all the things that I'd known about the things of God, I got hurt. And I became bitter. And I walked away and I said, I will never mention His name anymore. I'm so glad for the parables in Luke 15. In the first parable, one had 100 sheep. And he left the 99, Jesus said, and went out after the one that got lost. Are you with me? Are you with me? Come on, stay with me now. Help me preach. I'm almost through. In the second story, there was a woman who lost one silver coin out of 10. You want to talk about housekeeping extraordinaire. That woman swept and dusted and cleaned and turned everything over until she found that one coin. And anybody that's ever been poor understands if you lose one buck, you look for it. For some of us, money can be tight. She searched for that one lost coin. She didn't sit there and say, thank God I got these 9 coins and, well, I'll just kind of write that one off my taxes. And then there was the story of the prodigal son. He's a big shot. He wanted his father to give him his inheritance. He was an overly indulged child, by the way. He wanted to get the inheritance before the father died. So give to me that which is coming to me. You haven't kicked the bucket soon enough. So I just want it, spoiled brat. A lot of them in the church. We want God to bless us. We don't want to hang out with God at the altar. We don't want to tarry. We don't even know what the word tarry means anymore at the altar. Don't even know where the altar is. Let me tell you where the altar is. It starts right out of about right over there, and it goes all the way around and all the way around. And when that's filled up this morning, you know where your altar can be? You can turn right around your pews and kneel right down at the altar. Now you're going to find out with this preacher, I don't like spectator Christianity. If you're here to see me this morning, or Brother Swaggart, or the wonderful choir, musicians, backup, whatever we're supposed to call you, if you're here for that reason, you have missed the point of camp meeting. You have come here for one reason. Do you hear me this morning? You've come here for one reason. One reason alone. You come here to seek the Lord while He may be found. You have come here to call upon Him while He is near. Now I know how it is in the church. We get down to about altar call time and they say, someone's sitting there saying to themselves, oh, praise the Lord. But I just wish so-and-so had been here to hear that message. I wish my daughter, my son, my mother-in-law, my son-in-law, my in-law, my outlaw. I wish somebody had been here that needed this message. There's an old song in the church. I don't know if anybody knows this one either. It's not my brother. It's not my sister. But it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. I get a little nervous during altar call time. I see 90% of the people still in the pews kind of standing there like this. Look at that over there. Somebody's dancing in the Spirit. Isn't that something? I get nervous when I have to tell the Pentecostal church, why don't you lift your hands and worship God? Brother, the Bible says lift up holy hands without wrath, without doubting. I shouldn't have to cheerlead you into it. Hello? Lift up holy hands without wrath and without doubting. I have to come up here and pump you up? No way, Jose. I'm not pumping you up. Let me tell you something. There's a God who steals small voices in this sanctuary this morning. I'm talking to everyone over on Sun Life Radio. I'm talking to you right now in the name of Jesus. And if God's speaking to your heart, I want you to call 1-800-342-8430 and say, I need God this morning. I need God. And somebody will pray for you. Give a call right now. All over this congregation, I get nervous when I notice. And I don't mean to be unkind. I'm just telling you what I observe. I notice that we don't take seek the Lord in all the time seriously. Thank you, Brother Swaggart. We just want to see what happens. And if the Lord sort of hits us in the head while we stand here dead, so be it. But otherwise, I'm not moved that way. I'm not psychologically moved to tears. Or I'm not psychologically moved to be emotional. And you know what? Get over it. I'm so sick of psychology, and the church is destroyed. The church, we've lost the power. We've lost the anointing. We don't know what it is to fast and pray and wait on God. God has helped me to lose a lot of weight. Not that that's any of your business. But I'll tell you, we have more feasting than fasting in the church. When was the last time you fasted and prayed even one meal? Said, God, I'll not let you go till you bless me. Bless our church. It's the last time you ever took one whole day and fasted and prayed during the praise-a-thon so that some money would come in so Wichita, Kansas and other stations around this country would be turned on for Jesus. It's not going to be done by marketing strategies. In case you don't know it, the ACLU's not sending any money in. The Republicans and the Democratic parties aren't sending money in either. Some of you just think that somehow if we get the right president, it's only going to be one time we have a right government on this planet, is when the King of Kings and Lord of Lords comes in. We have social problems. We have political problems. We have economic problems. We have all kinds of cultural problems. But I'll tell you one thing, there's only one answer. There's only one answer, and it's spiritual. And by spiritual, let me be real specific. I'm not talking about New Age spiritualism. I'm not talking about the occult spiritualism. I'm not talking about 12-step spirituality. I'm talking about Bible, old-fashioned, Holy Ghost, blood, bought, hallelujah, anointed by the power of the Holy Ghost spirituality. Talking about ye must be born again. Someone asked the old Methodist preacher, Peter Cartwright. He said, why do you preach so much, Brother Cartwright, on ye must be born again? Peter Cartwright ran against Abraham Lincoln for Congress and beat him in Illinois. You didn't know that, did you? Old Peter Cartwright, that circuit-riding Methodist preacher, rode horsebacks for God. Said, the reason why I preach so much, you must be born again, because you must be born again. Getting quiet now. We're getting ready to do business. Oh, we don't mind. See, if you never clap, it's all right with me. An amen once in a while is fine. We don't even know how to say amen anymore. Ezra preached the word of God. The people said amen. God bless us. Let's say amen once in a while. It's the word of God. Hallelujah. Oh, you say, wow, you're really... Yeah, I'm from Maine. Just write it off as some quirk. Believe the Bible way. Maybe it's because I'm from Maine. I don't know. No, it's because... I'll tell you why. Because from a child I've known the Holy Scriptures, which have made me wise unto salvation. Preaching what my great-grandparents believed. I'm teaching what, telling you what my grandmother and my grandfather preached for 60-some years before Jesus took them home. My mother and father crossed New England preaching revivals. My father worked in an asbestos mill. He said, I am not for sale. He said, I will work with my hands. And I will go out on the weekends and I will preach the truth. I will preach the truth. I am not for sale. This morning, in a moment, the singers are going to come. And we're going to go back to Samantha's song, The Blood Will Never Lose Its Power. Is that all right? That's what I feel prompted from the Spirit. Is that okay? We're going to do that. But if you've messed up this morning, I want you to know God will abundantly pardon you. All you need to do is be willing to forsake your own thoughts and your own ways and say, well, I've been sort of mixed up. That's all right. God understands that. You say, well, I've been misled. God understands that too. But isn't it wonderful that while the prodigal, you thought I forgot where I was going, didn't you? That the prodigal was living in sin, wasting everything he ever... The word prodigal means wasteful. This overindulged child, this brat, who could have cared less about getting anything but the goods from his father, listen to that, wanted the blessings from his father, but didn't want to be in his presence, wanted to live his own life. Some Christians are like that. We want to live as close to the world as we can and not miss the rapture. We want to sip drinks. Now, I'm not talking about Dr. Pepper either. We want to play bridge? I'm just going to probably ruin it now. We want to look like the world? We want to dress like the world? We want the world to think we're suave and cute and intellectual. We want them to call us, you know, special titles and sort of genuflect as we go through. And like the Pharisees and the scribes of Jesus' day who loved the praises of men more than the praises of God. So this morning we're going to go to prayer. As every head is bowed and every eye is closed, the singers are coming. And softly, I want you to begin the music. The Holy Spirit's dealing this morning. The Holy Spirit is dealing. It's not my brother or my sister, but it's me, oh God. When was the last time you prayed through? When was the last time you said, I will give up a meal? I will stay at the altar if no one else stays. I'll shut in with God in the secret place. I don't know what your spiritual condition is, but I know God gave me this message for the camp meeting this morning, Brother Swagger. This is your opportunity. Go ahead and sing it, sister. Stand with me now.
The blood that Jesus,
every head is bowed, every eye is closed. I'm not going to tell you again to lift your hands. Spirit of God is moving
on Calvary. It's the blood that gives me strength. from day to day, it will never lose its power.
For it reaches
to the heavens.
Bowed and eyes are closed. No one else is looking around. Please. The Holy Spirit has spoken to your heart. He's spoken to you about seeking Him. In a moment, I'm going to invite you, as the singers sing again, to come out to this altar and kneel. And you do business with God. And if there's not room at the altar, if God so visits us that the altar is full, I'm going to ask you to find a place to kneel somewhere in this building. Or get on your face before God. You know what God said to me this week as I came into this church? And David Whitelaw saw it happen to me. I walked into this church and I began to intercede in the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost came all over me. It was uncontrollable. Hallelujah. And I began to weep. I said, "Oh God, what is it?" He said, "I'm calling the people back to prayer. Prayer is going to keep this place going. And without it," you know, when we get in trouble, we have prayer meetings. God's saying to us, we need prayer meetings even when we're not in trouble. All the time. All the time. All the time. "I've delivered my soul." If God's speaking to you, come forward. Sing it, Cynthia. Thank you, Jesus. Come forward.
From the heart.
The ministers are coming. The elders are coming.
Mountain.
Just get before the Lord.
And it flows to the Lord.
Said, "Thank call you, on him."
Yes, Lord.
I'm going to ask you to do that right now. I know it may seem a little strange, but I'm going to ask you to lift your voice to the Lord. Don't worry about the person next to you. I don't want to miss heaven because I was afraid of what somebody thought might think of me seeking God. I'm going to ask you to call out upon him right now. lift your voices all over this auditorium. And let's let God hear our voices. Let's let call upon Him. Call upon Him, folks. Hallelujah. Call upon Him while He is near. Hallelujah.
It's
hallelujah.
True.
Call upon Him.
And it comes.
That's it. Lift your voices to the Lord. Call on the Lord.
It dries.
Call on
of my tears, it's the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. It reaches to the
church.
Amen.
Amen. great weight.
Thank you.